Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
And joining me, Kaylin Stewart. How you doing, Kaylin?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great as well. So excited to have you here today. So
yeah, I'm happy to be here.
How's CES going for you so far?
It's great. We've been really busy at the booth
all day.
A lot of good conversations.
Yeah. Today seems busier, doesn't it? I mean, to me it does anyway.
Yeah, it does. And this is actually my first CES show, so it's extra exciting.
You have nothing to... Wow. So what is your take of CES for the first time ever?
It's exciting.
Okay.
There's a lot of innovation, a lot of fun.
Yep.
I haven't really gotten a chance to walk around.
Sure.
And to see other people's booths.
Unless you actually take time off
right.
and walk. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
you'll be busy. So anyway, so why don't you tell me a little bit about your company that you're representing? And, maybe a little bit of history first, and then we'll get into why you're here today.
Yeah, sure. So I work for a company called Goal Zero, and we make portable power solutions. So we make portable power banks, power stations, and solar panels designed to charge everything from your phone or your camera, your laptop, all the way up to TVs, full-size fridges, power tools,
okay.
anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All from solar.
All from solar. So... the way it works, we have power banks and power stations, and they can actually be recharged from the wall outlet or
okay.
from solar.
Okay.
So you can charge them up at home, get your battery full, and then take it on the go, and then recharge via solar panels when you're off the grid.
Gotcha. So do you sell an array of different size of solar panels to match the products, or can you, get something pretty good size when you're out, in the wilderness, so to speak, or if you want to throw something on the roof of your house to help offset your electrical costs? I mean, what's the extent of what you do?
Yeah, so the product size range is pretty big. So we start out real small with just little portable solar panels that are designed to take backpacking and hiking. And, we'll really just kind of give a charge on your phone.
Yep.
All the way up to, 200-watt solar panels
wow.
that will recharge our big power stations and really keep you going for several days at a time.
So let's start there.
Sure.
So I'm familiar with Tesla's, I forget the name of it now.
The Powerwall.
Yeah, there you go. Very good.
Yep.
Very good. So I'm somewhat familiar with that. So how does that compare, your larger unit to something that like the Powerwall that Tesla has?
Sure. So our largest unit currently tops out at 3,000 watt hours.
Okay.
So that's not quite as big as the Powerwall. But we're actually coming out with a new line this spring, which is what we're showcasing here at CES. And that one will have a power station that will go all the way up to 6,000 watt hours.
Okay. And I'm guessing you can put them in tandem as well. So if you need to buy two of them, you can do that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And we actually have what we call our Goal Zero Home Energy Storage System. So that's one of our lithium power stations, and then chainable lead acid tank batteries.
Okay.
So you can scale your storage capacity for longer run times, up to several days a week.
Okay.
Kind of whatever you need.
So do you partner, on the larger scale? Again, I'm just curious about this a little bit, I guess. Do you partner with contractors in the area? Is that something that you come out and do yourself? How does that work?
Sure. So just using our units in themselves requires no contractors, no electricians,
okay.
anything like that. It's
okay.
really a plug-and-play kind of system that
okay.
anyone can use. Now, you can integrate the whole system into your home circuitry, so you can hook it up to four circuits in your home.
Okay.
So that does require having an electrician come out. It's about an hour, pretty quick turnaround time.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And is there a way that you can work with electrical companies to, charge the batteries off-peak? Are you familiar with that at all?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Wow, I know more about... my one thing that I know more about here, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times electric companies have an opportunity from 2 in the morning till 6 in the morning when not everybody's using electricity
that you
can actually get an off-peak rate for
sure.
4 cents a kilowatt hour instead of spending 12 cents a kilowatt hour normally. So in a battery situation like 3,000 amps, like what you're talking about here, it's a good time to charge those units
sure.
if you use them during the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
No, we're not currently doing anything like that.
Well, you can do that, everybody. So
yep.
it doesn't mean that you're doing this or not. It's just a possibility of doing that, of course. So, So on the smaller units,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about charging your phone. So how long does it take for the solar unit to actually charge a typical phone?
So It depends, right, based on the conditions.
Of course.
So, and one thing we do like to say, so we have, there's two pieces to the product, basically, and you can buy them individually or you can get, you know, a paired kit. And so there's the solar panel, and then there's the power bank.
Okay.
And we really recommend getting a power bank and hooking that up to the solar panel and letting that charge fully and then charging your device from the power bank.
Gotcha.
It just provides the best, most kind of seamless charging experience. However, you can also direct charge to your phone from the solar panel.
Okay.
Yeah, and the rule of thumb there is you kind of take the storage capacity of the power bank, and then you take the what the panel's rated for, and you're going to get, you know, on average about half what that rating is. And so it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 hours
to charge those
to charge the power bank.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting. And then in the power bank, you know, and I know this is these are very generic questions. I understand that because it depends on your phone and everything else here too. But generally speaking, well, how many milliamps are in the power bank? I guess that would be the.
So we actually do all of our. So our smallest one is the Flip 10, and so that's a 10-watt power bank.
Okay.
And then we go up to, so we've got the 10, we've got 12, 24, 36.
Gotcha.
And then our power banks tap out at actually 100 watts.
Okay.
So we've got a portable power bank called the Sherpa 100 AC that's really designed for travelers, people needing to keep their computers charged as well.
And I'm thinking in my head here what that equates to, and I can't think of it right now. So anyway, we're all good. So very interesting. So how many charges do you think out of your smaller 10-watt one then are you able to, you know, get out of for your phone?
Yep. So the 10-watt one is really one phone charge, one plus, and then, you know, two plus, and then we start to get 3 to 4 as we go up, and 5 to 6, they increase about.
So I see this. Do you have, like, and I'm probably just throwing some ideas, you know, but so I'm from the north.
Okay.
And, of course, we have some weather occasionally with winter storms or whatever. One of the things that I recommend to everybody this time of year is to make sure that you have an extra power pack with you in your winter survival kit. I find it intriguing that maybe they should include at least some type of solar in there, too, because if you're stranded for 3, 4, or 5 days, you just don't know when the next time is that you're going to be able to power up that or have power to make a phone call or whatever you need to do. So having solar really could make a big difference here.
Absolutely. I mean, ideally, if you're preparing yourself for an emergency situation, you know, you've got a power bank or power station that you're keeping your battery topped off so it's full and it's ready to use. But having a power or, sorry, a solar panel on hand just gives you that added peace of mind that, if you do drain your battery, you can recharge it back up or at least keep it topped off, you know, charges. You discharge it a little bit and keep it topped off with solar.
Right,
it's a really good way to maintain that power supply.
And I don't think a lot of people understand this either, but, you know, even in a full-blown blizzard, there's some sunlight that comes through, and those will charge, you know, maybe not like they would in full sunlight, but you always have that ability to charge a power pack or whatever with some solar.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And, again, it's kind of that peace of mind and just maintaining, you know, if you've got your power station or your power bank and it is charged and you're using it and you still got a good amount of battery, you know, why not hook it up to solar and just keep getting a little bit more put back in, even in blizzard conditions
Absolutely.
Or crazy weather conditions.
So do you have any other case studies maybe that you want to share with us that really makes solar kind of a nice thing to have with you?
Sure. So we really got our start kind of in the outdoor space, people using our products to go camping, to go off-grid, hiking, backpacking, that kind of thing.
Yep.
As people have started to get out and do more car camping, you know, whether it's in a converted van or an RV or a trailer, or just, you know, their overlanding rig, having a solar power source is absolutely crucial. So that's kind of one of the areas where our product is most popular. And then also the emergency backup. But we've got people using it for all different use cases. So, for example, we worked with a designer this past year who does off-grid projects and needed a way to keep his tools powered up.
Okay.
So he would hook up, he would recharge his Ryobi power tools, the battery from one of our power stations and our 100-watt solar panel while he was doing his construction and building projects.
I suppose if you have vehicles that you don't use all the time, this really makes a lot of sense too, right? I mean, and do you have something, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, like boats and whatever again here too, that, you know, you have a solar panel. Can you hook those up to like a battery, you know, the battery for the boat, for example, just to kind of keep it topped off all the time or?
Yeah, you can. Yes.
Okay.
That's a short answer.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And this is a product that you or one of your products would be able to help with that too? Or
sorry, having the solar panels hooked up to somebody else's battery?
And I shouldn't be reinventing your company here. I apologize for that. But I'm just thinking about uses for solar. If you had a solar panel that you could just always keep your battery top, because one of the things that I have a car, for example, that I maybe start 3 times a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing that goes wrong, because I, the clock still runs in the car and all this other stuff, right, is the battery is dead, right?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking that if a person were to actually...
Oh, maintain your car's battery.
Yeah, just maintain
the
car's battery, so you could just, kind of connect this thing up I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I guess, but... Yeah.
So we do have this new product that came out in the past year, and it's called our Vehicle Integration Kit.
Okay.
So what that does is it allows you to put your power station in your vehicle and then hook it up to your vehicle's alternator. And then you can also hook the power station up to your solar panel that might be mounted on your roof.
Okay.
So you basically have two charging solutions at any time. So when you're driving to your destination, you can... be charging at the power station really quickly,
and then
you turn off your car and it switches and you're getting the power in from the solar panel mounted on the roof.
Well, there we go. I'm glad I brought this up now. That's fantastic. So,
yeah.
And what does that retail for?
So it's three different parts.
Okay.
So it's a little hard to put one price on it because
I love putting you on the spot all the time. This is great.
Six different power station sizes, and we have about 4 to 5 different solar panel offerings.
Okay.
And then there's the integration module that kind of hooks it all together.
I'm guessing there's a website for all of
this.
There is. Okay,
yeah,
let's
absolutely.
Go there.
Goalzero.com.
Okay,
yeah,
goalzero.com. Go there, everybody. Check out all of these amazing products. Utilize solar. I actually am a big fan of solar products, and I've always played with them over the years. Mm-hmm. I was not familiar with your company until just right now, so I'm excited to go check it out myself.
Great.
And I'm sure I'll probably be one of your customers moving forward, because I just love to play with this technology. And it really is, it's free power, right?
Totally. And the neat thing, too, about all of our power stations, all of our power products, is you can recharge them from the wall as well. So,
yes.
You don't have to rely on solar.
You can
certainly utilize them just kind of in your everyday home use as well, around the house, just recharging from the wall.
Yep.
Backing up different appliances and things around the home, and then taking the whole system off grid when you need to with solar.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you know off the top of your head what your 3,000 or your power wall scenario is?
Cost-wise?
Yes.
So the 6,000, so let me back up a little bit. Our new line has 6 different sizes in
okay.
it, starting at the smallest is a 200X. So that's a 200 watt hour power station, which will retail for about $300. And that one's actually available already.
Wow.
And then we scale all the way up to the 6,000 watt power station, which will be coming out this year.
Okay.
And that's going to retail for about $5,000.
That's actually a pretty good price.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you think about, that'll run your home for a while.
Yeah, and especially if you can, hook it up to your circuit breaker, and just have that really easy backup power at the flip of a switch.
Right,
you know, a lot of people will do, say, their fridge, their Wi-Fi lights in kind of key high-use rooms in your house, and then laptops and phones.
Right, so do you... And I don't know if you know this or the answer to this question, but does it run in tandem? So does the electricity from your house from the power company mm-hmm. come into your unit first and then disperse to your house? Is that generally how it works?
So you're switching from line to gen power.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's not an in tandem type of scenario here.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Because one of the things, and I would imagine that maybe you could do this, even though you have the switch, but is conditioned power.
Mm.
So I've always talked about conditioned power a lot because, from the power company, your power fluctuates like crazy. Especially when in a storm, you get lines that are whipping back and forth and you have brownouts and everything else, right? With conditioned power, you never have to worry about that. So a computer that might only last 3 years will last 5 years because it's the same electricity going into it all the time. So just a suggestion for people, if they were to get your product, is that maybe going in tandem would be a better option. But anyway, okay.
Right?
I will stop reinventing your company now.
Oh, no, that's totally fine.
One more time where we can go get more information on your products?
Yep, goalzero.com. So
okay.
we sell direct on goalzero.com. We're also on Amazon. We're
okay.
in retailers such as REI, Cabela's, Bass Pro, things like that.
All right, yeah. So. Go check them out, everybody. Goalzero.
Great.
And as great having you on the show.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great CES.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.